Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
It doesn't go to as exciting places as I had hoped. Like, it feels like the concept was, what if vampire ballerina, and then we just kind of say, cool, movie, let's shoot it.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, honestly, one of the biggest critiques I've seen from this movie from people that are kind of in that middle ground or just don't like it are that, hey, this is Radio Silence doing Ready or Not again. And
yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree. I really struggle with using that as a critique in the film because, separate from Ready or Not, like, how does this stand on its own two legs? Yes, a lot of this is familiar, for especially since it's the same writers and directors.
Right.
But, like, that's not really, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, 3 stars, it's too much like Ready or Not, you know?
I mean, this is an interesting predicament we find ourselves in as film critics, as a generally media literate audience, right? I mean, folks who were excited for this film were excited because it was Radio Silence, because they were reuniting with Melissa Barrera with a pretty killer, fun looking concept. So I think if you go in and you say, oh, it feels a bit samey as one of their other movies, if you either didn't like Ready or Not, which, you know, I'm kind of on the fence. I actually feel very similar to that film that I feel about this film. Or if you say, oh, I kind of prefer that other film, this feels like a bit of a tired rehash. I do think that that's a valid criticism if you're, you know, saying, hey, would you recommend the film? Now, you and I are going to talk about this movie for 45 minutes, possibly a little longer, possibly a little shorter. And we're going to dig into it deeper than that. But I think if you were at a party and people said, oh, I know you saw that vampire ballerina movie, what do you think? If you say, oh, it's kind of Ready or Not, I think that's valid.
Okay, you know what? That's totally fair. My other thing I want to address before we dive into the movie, too, is the trailer itself. Because, yes, outside of the fact that we do get this vampire reveal halfway through the film, and it's in the trailer, this is a pretty spoilery trailer. And this might be a whole separate conversation in and of itself, so we'll see where this goes. But, I mean, like, I don't know if you've seen the Red Band trailer. I have seen it. Many
times. Oh, you've seen it so many times, yeah.
Many times. I want everyone to know this right now. I am not coming down on the film itself for this trailer. I'm not even coming down on the trailer because whatever. But, like, there is a whole bit with saying, I fucking hate ballet, where you can clearly see he has vampire teeth in that trailer. And there's another shot of dancing with vampire teeth in that trailer. Right. So it's one of those things where it's not even just the twist itself that's spoiled. Oh, there's also a shot of Abigail dancing with a headless, which,
right,
I guess if you don't know it's his body, then no. Maybe. But, like, if you're an eagle-eyed viewer, like, you're going to be able to pick this stuff up. So I kind of knew the trajectory this film was going to take. Like, I knew and were going to become vampires. I figured was not going to make it out of this movie alive.
Sure.
So, yeah. I guess I get the complaints, but again, to me, like, saying the trailer spoiled too much doesn't, that has no bearing on the actual quality of the film, and I feel like that's what I'm seeing a lot of people say. This movie wasn't good because the trailer spoiled too much, and that's an issue I take with.
Yeah, and I agree with you that I think that that point, it's less really about the film and more about the marketing. And you and I have butted heads about this over the 6 years that we've been doing the podcast. And I think validly so, because I don't think there's a right or a wrong position to come down on. My criticism is always the people who are in charge of the marketing, not trusting the quality or the content of the film or the TV show that they're advertising.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any trailer should ever be giving away the last act of a film. You shouldn't have to give away a vampire reveal in order to sell this movie. You know, do you want to say, oh, well, let's lean into the vampire ballerina girl? Sure. But there's other things that you could have kept out of that trailer that I think would have been just as exciting. And, you know, I think you shoot yourself in the foot a little bit when you give away too much. But I take your point that that's not the film's issue. That's whoever cut that fucking Red Band trailer.
Exactly. And I just think it's a thing where it's like, it's important to like, to kind of catch yourself when you're talking about those things. Like, yeah, again, hey, that is a big issue. I get it. Like, do I think trailers spoiled too much? Sure. But that's not a recent problem. This has been happening for decades.
Folks, go back and watch any single Alfred Hitchcock trailer. They spoil everything all the time.